Everybody just say, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Everybody say, what am I going to do? Everybody say, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So this is a new series that I ask you guys to consider, and I wanted to present, and it is basically the Eyewitness series. This is one of my favorite times of the year outside of Christmas. I love Christmas. But this is a time where I seem to be shedding more tears. So if a tear, if my voice get high pitched, it's always around resurrection. I just lose it. I try to keep it together. It's something about resurrection weekend. But I think I'll be all right today. But this is an eyewitness series, and this is our anchor scripture, John 19:35. Eyewitness, and when you think of eyewitness, somebody saw something, and that's one of the strongest arguments for the naysayers as it relates to it didn't really happen. It's eyewitness accounts or what detectives rely on to solve cases. Of course, in 2025, they rely on DNA, but also eyewitness accounts. I won't talk about that a lot today. In 2 weeks, I'll talk about eyewitness accounts and why that's important as it relates to defending the faith and what we believe and leading up to the Super Bowl Sunday in the faith, which is Easter, what some call Easter. I like to call it Resurrection Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday, some people think y'all are crazy. We're crazy for celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, but eyewitness accounts is a really strong something we need to have in our toolbox. And so that's why this series is called Eyewitness. Everybody say eyewitness. Everybody say somebody saw something. And of course, we know black people were in the Bible, and we know when we see something, we're going to tell it. Amen. Girl, did you know? Man, did you see that? Did you see that? So it's hard. Listen, what we celebrate around resurrection weekend is not false. It's real. Amen. But I want to lead with something today that I think you guys may enjoy. You may like, you may not like. I'm an entrepreneur. And any entrepreneurs in the house? Yes, every company really started as out of entrepreneurs, started by an entrepreneur, KFC. So we're just different levels of entrepreneurs. But as an entrepreneur, we dream to go public. We dream to go public. So when a company goes public, everybody say go public. It's basically in a position to elevate. It's in a position to advance, make more money, have a better lifestyle. When a company goes public, it basically sells shares of its stock to the public for the first time. It's called IPO, basically initial public offering. Everybody say go public. And what happens before a company goes public, there's some preparation. Everybody say preparation. The company gets ready. Everybody say gets ready. And it hires experts, you know, because you're going to go public, you're under a microscope. And, you know, people are investing and people are giving and people want a return on their investment. Amen. ROI, return on investment. Number two, there's some filing. Everybody say get the facts. Get the receipts. Am I ready to go public? Am I making enough money right now to go public? Number three, there's some pricing considerations. They count up the cost. Everybody say count up the cost. They count up the cost. There's a price set for each share. All right. And I know the market is making some of us nervous. Amen. Don't look at it. Don't look at your 401k. You ain't old enough anyway. But if you're getting close to retirement, you better start moving some stuff. Amen. It's quiet. Start moving some stuff. If you got something to move, start moving it over. I mean, amen. But most of us in this room, all of us in this room, we got a lot of miles yet. Amen. A miles left. So, but you may want to consider moving some stuff. But after there's some counting up the costs, I almost hit a nerve. It got really kind of concerning in this room. Y'all nervous? We gonna be all right. Hey, hey, hey. Number four, there's some marketing that goes on because you want to let everybody know that we are going public. And today's teaching is entitled Go Public. Everybody shout, Go Public!
Go Public!
The company goes public about the stock. Now, Go Public is the title of today's teaching, but a little tagline is count up the cost. Everybody say, count up the cost. Everybody say, go public,
go public.
But count up the cost. Last month's series, if you're new, if you hadn't heard about it, of course, we have some new faces, was about pollinating, and it was about be the change, like zzz, be the change, be the change. But do you know what it costs to be the change? Be the change. Pollinate, pollinators. So going public with good news sounds nice. Go public with what? Go public with what? As the house of Judah, as Alphaeus, as Christians. Go public with the good news sounds nice, but the consequences may not give you good news. You're spreading good news, but the consequence is not good news. Make sense? Because we got to count up the costs. What do we do when we're met with skeptics about our faith, even hostility? Everybody say hostility. When it comes to pollinating, of course, the series, we are pollinators. We pollinate, we spread the word of God. Amen? But what happens when you're met with hostility and you're met with skeptics when it comes to pollen, the word of God, and as we are pollinators? Amen? We're pollinators. It's not new to have skeptics. It's not new to have naysayers. It's not new to have unbelieving accusers. What you doing? What you believing? That's false. Jesus ain't real. The Bible ain't real. It's not new. It's not new to hear that. Amen? But in 2025, we have to go public. In 2025, if we are more quiet, the more quiet we are, the more lies are spread on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, in schools, on our job. We have to go public. Everybody say, we have to go public. This is not the time to be on mute. Alphaeus, I love the Lord. I testify from here and there, here and there. I tell people about his goodness. That's not what I'm talking about. From mute, write this down. We need to go from mute to mission. I'm not talking about casual going public. When a company goes public, it is ready to let it rip. Everybody say, let's let it rip. This church is one testimony away from the seat beside you, behind you being filled. Amen. Amen. One testimony away. When we testify outside the four walls of the truth, everybody say truth,
truth
of God, his miraculous power, the seat next to you will be filled. I want to come to that church, to your God. Again, weeks ago, it's not about filling the seats. It's about filling souls. Amen. It's about the soul. But the seat next to you will fill up the more we testify outside of the four walls. Come to church. Why? Because God has been good to me. Look at me. I forgot the song. I don't know who wrote it, but the young lady says, God did. Yes, see, when they see that joy on you, they're going to follow you somewhere. And where are they going to follow you? To this address. John 12, 32 says, I don't have it on the screen. Sorry, guys. But we know this. John 12, 32, Jesus says, God says, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will what? I will attract all men to, not Alphaeus, to myself. How many of us in the room have seen God do it for you? Amen. How many have God seen? Have you seen God do something with your own eyes? I got four these days. It get on my nerves, but it's a different world with them, and it's a different world. thank you, Lord. You've seen it with your own eyes. How many How many of you guys seen God pay a bill? Deliver, help you pass the test that you ain't even study for. Me, mend your heart, give you peace. Go public, everybody say, go public.
Go public.
Testify about the details. I ain't telling my business. God has kept us almost 20 years. Can you believe it? Sweets? Oh, she quiet up there. Can you believe it? Don't make me come up there. But we got to tell the folks the details of the testimony. I ain't telling my business. But Sweets, we got to tell them that time we got in a fight and you won. Y'all don't believe that, do you?
No.
It was a verbal fight. And I won. We got to tell them the details. I ain't telling my business. Go public. Everybody say, go public.
Go public.
I'm not telling my business. Look at it as God's business. It's evidence. Everybody write down evidence. It's evidence of God's goodness. It's evidence of God's goodness. All my life you have been faithful. I will sing of the goodness. Details. Details. Goodness of what? Goodness of God. Testify. Go public. Write this down. It comes from a Hebrew word called ud. Be pronounced ud, 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 which means to testify or give evidence or return or repeat. It's basically recalling God's good works, God's work. Your salvation, your deliverance is evidence. Everybody shout evidence.
Evidence,
evidence, ood. It comes from a Hebrew word, ood, to testify or give evidence or return or repeat. I don't care if it's what has God done for you. Shout it out in the room. It may sound cliche. It may sound like you said it before. But what has God done for you? Shout it out in the room. Woke me up this morning. I knew somebody was going to say, don't get tired of saying God woke me up this morning. You are demonstrating ood. You're demonstrating this Hebrew word to repeat God's work. Of course. It's on repeat. Everybody say God's goodness. Has to be on repeat. It may sound cliche. It may sound like you're regimented. It may sound religious. But if that's the case, I'm going to be religious because God has been good to me. And every single day I am giving God praise because he woke me up this morning. Repeat. Give evidence. I had a rough morning, but I'm here. Amen. Yeah. Give them the details. Yes, it's been rough lately, but give them the other side of it. Amen. Yeah. It came to pass. Amen. It came to pass, but it came to pass. Amen. Your future. Everybody say my future. Everybody say my future is behind God. Your future is behind God. To me, that makes me clap. That makes me want to run back to Greenville the whole way, speaking in another language. My favorite one is Papiamento, and it's found near the Caribbean. Because God has been good to me. Amen. Your salvation and deliverance is evidence. Let that be your go-to. What has God done for you? He saved me. Ain't nobody going to argue with that. Amen. And they're going to look at you and say, yep, God did that because you were a mess. You, man, I remember 5 years ago. Don't let them stay there. That's evidence. But you're going to tell them, God delivered me. When you don't need a prescription, I'm not anti-prescription. Took some stuff recently, amen? But when you don't need a prescription for your physical or mental healing, it's a miracle that needs to be told. Amen? Tell it. Everybody say, go public. When you see it, say something. This series is called Eyewitness, 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 Eyewitness Testimony. When you see it, say it. See it, say it. These two scriptures are almost identical. I wonder why. Isaiah 12:4, read it with me. Ready, set, go. And in that day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever that day is for you, ye shall say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention. Everybody say, go public.
Go public.
Make mention that his name is exalted. Psalm 105:1, almost identical to Isaiah 12:4. I wonder why. Ready, set, go. Read it with me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Remember, that sounds like that Hebrew word, ood, has done his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. Everybody say, go public.
Go public.
Go public. Listen to me. Going public will fill the pews beside you. I'm going with you. Romans 8:28. I'm not sharing my business. Let them know that God uses the good, the bad, and the ugly. Romans 8:28. Let them know that all things work together. Everybody say all things.
All things.
The pain, the hurt, the healing, the betrayal, the naysayers, the absence, the walking out of my life, the debt, the diagnosis, the loss, the repo, the conflict, the anger, the anxiety, the depression. What? Everybody say all things.
All things.
All things work. Give them the details. I was depressed. Now I'm delivered. Amen?
Amen.
I was poor. Now I'm rich.
Yes.
Well, I'm getting there. Amen?
Amen?
That love God to them who are called according to his purpose. Everybody say, go public.
Go public.
The enemy, this is what I wanted to get to, and I think I'm making good timing. Y'all okay?
Amen.
The enemy is trying to keep us from going public. That's what I've noticed, obviously, since the pandemic. He is trying to keep us from going public. Obviously, the mask is symbolic of something, but social media is also symbolic of something. The cancel culture is symbolic of something. A check is symbolic of something. Perhaps a check is keeping you from going public, because some of our jobs, we can't testify. We don't fear the liberty to testify. It could be a degree that's keeping you from going public, because in our public school systems, we have something called separation of what?
Church and state.
So you saying, you know, in church, I'll let it rip. I see, but are you doing that in science class? Are you gonna go public? Just have an interpretation. What you say? I said 1 + 1 = blah blah blah. You see? Matthew 28 is something that was inspired by Lady Webb. I was able to enjoy her last week, and I ended up inserting this in this teaching. And for one, for clarity, number two, because man, she lifted something that was very interesting. The enemy is trying to keep you from going public. Who was here last week? Woo, she lifted up something crazy. Matthew 28, it talks about this account. After the resurrection of Jesus, the chief priest and the elders tried to keep the Roman guards from going public, from spreading. So what they tried to do was basically keep them from telling the truth. And they actually succeeded. They succeeded. Let me tell you how they succeeded. The Roman guards to spread a false story about Jesus' body being stolen by his disciples. First of all, the naysayers or the unbelievers or the adversary witnessed a miracle. They saw it with their own eyes. But while the women, Matthew 28, verse 11 through 14, while the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported. Everybody say, some of the guards. In this account, it's lifting up some of the guards. Where are the rest of the guards? Perhaps there was a split between what to do, what to tell, and what not to tell. I love how she lifted this, but these particular guards, they went into the city and reported to who? To the chief priest. The Bible says to the chief priest, everything that happened. They didn't go public. They went private, public, private. Make sense? They only went to the chief priest and reported the truth. But then when the chief priest had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, you are to tell a lie. Cap, wherever you go, you ought to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away. They knew the truth, But they were bribed to tell a lie. They were influenced to keep it, not to go public, while we were asleep. And if this report, hey, if this gets out to the governor, we got it. We're going to take care of it. We will satisfy him with more lies and keep you out of trouble, because we're not going to tell the governor that you saw really what happened. And so the enemy is trying to keep you from going public. Why? Why? He wants a dark world. He wants a dark church. He wants a dark city. He wants a dark classroom. That's why we need help with going public. Go public, but underneath go public is what? Count up the cost. Count up the cost. Everybody say, count up the cost. Acts 1 says, Acts 1, I'm almost finished. Acts 1 says, but you, read this with me. Ready, set, go. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness. You will be able to go public. In where? Jerusalem. Do you know the hostility in Jerusalem? What happened in Jerusalem? It is ground zero for the cross. You mean to tell me I got to go back to the place that God delivered me from and go public? I don't want to go back to Fry Line. Uh-oh, we're streaming. I didn't grow up on Fry Line in Fairfax, South Carolina. I got to go back and win my whole street, my whole class with the bullies. I got to go back to, God is telling me to stay on my job 5 more years just to go public. He said, no, he ain't telling me that. I'm retiring this year. You will receive the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will be my witness. Go public in Jerusalem. It is hostile in Jerusalem. It's ground zero for the cross. I got to go and holler at the Gentiles in all Judea and Samaria. Do you know the racial tension in Samaria? We don't fool with certain people. I don't go over there. I don't go in that neighborhood. God, you calling me to go public in that neighborhood. You calling me to go to Judea, Samaria. You know, that's why Jesus was in such hot water when he was talking to who? The Samaritan woman. You don't do that. Amen? Democrats don't talk to Republicans. Republicans don't talk to Democrats. Democrats need Jesus, and Republicans need what? Jesus. Amen? And the independents, hey, need Jesus. Amen? And to the end of the earth. And when he said this, this is interesting because I didn't want to lift this, or I didn't think I was going to lift this. Jesus left. He said, you got it. I'm out of here. Oh, okay. That's your speech, Jesus? That's your speech? Everybody say, that's your speech? You telling me to go public in these hostile environments and you leave. But he says, chill out, because when the what? The Holy Ghost. You are going to need the Holy Spirit to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. You're gonna need the Holy Ghost to help you go public. The way I'm encouraging us to go public, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, on our jobs, in school, on the street. Jesus is soon to come. An earthquake can happen right now and swallow us up. Man, I've been seeing it. I'm like, this is crazy. Earthquakes in Greece, I forgot the name of the country. Where? Thailand. I mean some craziness. Flooding. I mean, nobody is safe anywhere. Forget a plane dropping out of the sky. I'm walking like this. I'm walking on eggshells these days. Jesus is soon to come. We have to go public. But you're going to need the Holy Ghost to help you go public and tell the truth and nothing but the truth. So help you God. That's why I'm going to end with this, because we got to count up the cost. Entrepreneur, Alpheus, I'm trying to elevate my business, my company, our books, our music. Just trying to get out of a not doing bad. Can I be transparent? But there's more. There's more. Amen. There's more. There's more. I'm only 43. Lex is 53. Y'all laughing. She ain't laughing. Y'all just looking. Y'all was mean mugging. I need something on your face. We got a lot of miles left. But she looked 23.
Oh,
had to come out of that. We got a lot of miles left. There is more. I want to elevate our nonprofit. There's a business aspect to all of this. Amen. There's a financial, we need to be a certain level financially. We want to invest more. We want to give more. Obviously, we want to travel more. And so this scripture is used a lot out of context as it relates to us entrepreneurs making sure we count up the cost. My dad would even say this scripture. Count up the cost. Make it, because he's an entrepreneur, Anderson Pest Control. Fed me a lot when I was a kid. All right? That's my dad's business in Spartanburg, Anderson Pest Control. That's where I get it from. But that's not what the scripture is talking about. Okay? And I want to give clarity to this. Luke 14, I think, is very, very, very pertinent for this conversation. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and do what? Count up the cost, estimate the cost, to see if you have enough money to complete it. For if you do what? Lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you. This scripture is attached to the other scripture that says to finish the race, to run the race as a Christian. Luke 14 is meant to be interpreted backwards, not inward. Everybody say backwards, not inward. Obviously, it sounds like a business type of example, but that's not what it's talking about. Jesus wasn't talking to entrepreneurs like me, trying to teach me how to budget or grow my business. God, I do want to grow my business. It's got to grow. I'm not satisfied where we are. All right, y'all let me really just be up here venting. He was showing us something deeper. Everybody say something deeper. The cost of being a real ride or die disciple. I'm going to show you in a second. It is not about being good at math. Everybody say, count up the cost. It's not about being good at math. It's about being ready to give up everything. He used a tower to get us thinking about our soul. Because following Jesus is not a side hustle. It is not casual. It's your whole life. So let me, everybody say whole life. Do you even know what you are a part of as a Christian? Are you really ready to carry your cross? That's why it says count up the cost. Because if you rewind Luke 14 before 28, there's a verse 16. Jesus replied, this is probably too small. I'll read it. I have my progressives on. Jesus replied, a certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, come, for everything is now ready. Everybody say, it's ready. Everybody say, salvation is here. Everybody say, salvation is free. Was there an admission to this banquet? Yes or no? You can guess. Was there an admission to this banquet? Did it cost to get into this banquet? No, everybody was invited. Verse 18. But they all alike begin to make excuses to a five-course meal. You don't want this? I'll take it. One said, I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me. Okay, your loss. 19. Another said, I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Your loss. Everybody say, your loss. Verse 20. Still another said, I just got married. I'm booed up, so I can't come. Everybody said, definitely your loss. Because she ain't going nowhere, but this free food. The servant came back and reported to this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered the servant, all right, they don't want it. Go out and quickly into the streets. Remember this from last week, a couple of weeks ago? Streets and alleys of the town and bring the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Then, verse 23, then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come. Everybody say, go public, so that my house would be full. Verse 24, I tell you, not one of those who were originally invited will get to taste my banquet. Not because of me, because they declined it. They declined it. Amen. God is so polite. He is just. He is merciful. He is so about this style of operation that he will not force you to love him against your will. He will not force you into heaven against your will. Think about what I just said. He will not force you into heaven against your will. That proves what? Free will. Amen? God's in control, but we're in control. Amen? Everybody say, go public. If anyone comes to me and does not count up the cost, hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life. Everybody say, count up the cost. Such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot what? Be my disciple. They don't know how to add in the spirit, in the faith. Amen. Now we get to verse number 28. Make sense now? Because 28 only makes sense because of verse 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, so on and so on and so. So now this makes sense. Cherry picking this will just have us holding on to something and we miss what it means to be a Christian. And it's counting up the cost, and it's not Aruba every month. Amen. It's not your bills paid every month. It's not spreading the gospel of Jesus and everybody following you to the house of Judah. It's not singing praises and everybody saying, man, this is great. This is awesome. That's not likely what's going to happen. Amen. You're going to lose some. We win some and we what? No. We learn some. I like that better. I like that better. We win some. Suppose one of you want to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Now, I'm not against who wants to be saved. Raise your hand. Come up to the altar. Repeat this prayer. That's a really quick turnaround to a lifestyle that's going to cost you everything. Perhaps that's why after folks do that, hear me out, we don't see an instant change. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are what? Passed away. Behold, old things, all things have become what? Become new, because it's a process. Look at somebody say, I'm still counting up the costs. Everybody, I'm still counting up the costs. What did I just do? They leave church. I'm saved. What did I just do? Because perhaps they didn't count up the cost. So, you know, they can't go public right away. They're trying to figure out, what did I just get into? If you're going to be, verse 26, hate your father and your mother. And this is not the same, anthropomorphically speaking, this is not the same hate that we know as hate. There's a hate in the Bible that means I like this less. I like this, but I like this less. It's hate. It's called hate, but it's, I hate, you know, it's not the hate that we ascribe to hate. Amen. Hate your mama, father, hate your own life. I'm a Christian and I got to hate my own life to be a Christian, to follow Jesus, because it's not about you. It's not the hate that you think hate. Amen. I love God. I love me, but I love God more. Let's look at it that way. I love Jesus more. Yes, love your neighbors as yourself. I love me. Y'all know I love me. Amen. If I turn to the side, you know I love me. Because you say, you eat, bro. But I will turn away the plate because I love God more. Amen. That's what that means. For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees you will see it, will ridicule you. I thought you were a Christian. Obvious. Why are you on the... But the ridicule will come when you start wilding out as a Christian. Yes, we see pastors on the news. We see Christians and gospel artists. We see local folks falling from grace. Falling from grace. Amen. But after the foundation is there, guys, we have to keep counting up the costs if we're going to be a representative of the kingdom. Amen. I'm finished. This person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Look at somebody say, finish the race. Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Before you go public, count up the cost. Before you make that post, God had me to fast from posting on Facebook for the entire month of March. I don't know about April. I'm like this because God ain't said nothing, but I'm on outpost about what I feel like God is saying. Amen. Objectively, amen. I want to let some folks have it, but count up the cost. Go public, but count up the cost. This church is about to hit the streets. Perhaps on the front porch or whatever. We got to count up the cost. Everybody's not going to be happy when this church is filled and it's full to capacity. When it start to fill before the year is out, let's count up the cost. What are we going to do? How are we going to respond? Y'all making some noise. Of course we are. Let's count up the cost. Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able to Able with the 10,000 of men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000. If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the others is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you cannot be my disciples. Did that make sense? Am I making this make sense? Did you enjoy the teaching today? Clap your hands. So as I close this is very interesting. One of my favorite characters in the Bible is Moses. I really like Moses. Obviously, Jesus is at the top. Moses is that dude. Stretch your hand and God uses you that way. You climb Mount Sinai, you get the Ten Commandments, and you see all of that. Moses didn't die like this. Moses did not die. These guys went public, and they paid, be prepared for backlash for the backstory. This may cause some people not to even want to be a Christian. Why would Peter die like this for something that's not true? Amen? This is proof the story is real. Peter was crucified upside down for going public. James, the son of Zebedee, was beheaded for what? Going public. Everybody say, count up the cost. It's quiet in here now. Andrew was crucified on an X-shaped cross. They're getting really, really brutal with making an example. Everybody say, making an example of people that go public. You can stay there, sweets. The young lady, I think her name was Bevelyn Williams. She was a pro-life activist who they lied on, and she was in prison for about 3 months, and she just had a 2-year-old, and this was around 2020, and she was just pardoned. By the way, clap your hands. She was just pardoned, and she was known for her outspoken Christian pro-life views. Her case highlights what I'm teaching about. When you go public, there's going to be some backlash for the backstory, for your conviction. Thomas was speared to death. John was boiled and he survived, and then he was exiled to this island. Everybody say, count up the cost. Come on, say, count up the cost. I hate to leave us on this, but I want you guys to think. Remember, I started today's teaching with a question. What was the question? I said, what you gonna do? What are we gonna do? What is gonna do? What are we gonna do? I'm an entrepreneur. A teacher was reprimanded for praying with her students before an event. Backlash for the backstory. Christian religious group banned for hosting Bible study on campus in 2023. Christian theater group banned for offensive content in 2024. Do you know it's offensive to be a Christian these days? To say I love God, God loves me. Jesus is about grace, forgiveness. Look at somebody say, what you gonna do? A Christian florist was fined for refusing to provide flowers for a same-sex wedding, sparking legal and public backlash. Everybody say backlash for the backstory. Just think about that, and I am officially finished. Go public. Go public, but count up the costs. Count up the costs. Have a decent house, you can lose your house. You can lose your car. You can lose your nonprofit status. You can lose your reputation. You can get canceled. But what does it profit? Speaking of counting up the costs, what does it profit a man to do what? Gain the whole world and lose his soul. I'm finished. Clap your hands. Count up the cost. Lord, thank you for this teaching. That same Holy Ghost in the Bible we read is the same Holy Ghost that will allow us to be bold in the faith, in our faith, in this community. We know that Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Give us strength not to be casual and to see Christianity as a side hustle on our way to live with you forever. Help us to be more bold because you've been so good to us. Help us not to hide the details, the flaws, the shortcomings, but also help us to display victory. Things are going to heat up, but we thank you that you're going to be a cloud over our heads in the daytime and a pillar of fire around us in the nighttime. We know that you will protect us, you will encourage us, you will keep us motivated. We repent for being a Christian this long and being casual with our faith. You didn't save us to just island and chill. You saved us so others could be saved through what you did in our life. Please forgive us. We repent. Even today, we're going to go public. We're going to go public. Tomorrow, we're going to go public. Wednesday, we're going to go public. Dollar General, we're going to go public. At Publix, we're going to go public. On Clemson Boulevard, we're going to go public. One man plants, one waters. Thank you, God, for giving increase when we go public. We know that you're going to get the glory. You're going to make it make sense. All things work together by your Spirit. Keep us safe when we leave here forever in your precious care. And thank you for this teaching and for using us to share this teaching today. In Jesus' name, amen.